This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 3. My Way. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 13. Saul was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned over Israel for 42 years. Saul chose 3,000 men from Israel. 2,000 were with him at Michmash and in the hill county of Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan at Gibeah in Benjamin. The rest of the men he sent back to their homes. Jonathan attacked the Philistine outposts at Geba, and the Philistines heard about it. Then Saul had the trumpet blown throughout the land and said, "Let the Hebrews hear." So all Israel heard the news. Saul has attacked the Philistine outpost, and now Israel has become obnoxious to the Philistines. And the people were summoned to join Saul at Gilgal. The Philistines assembled to fight Israel, with 3,000 chariots, 6,000 charioteers, and soldiers as numerous as the sand on the seashore. They went up and camped at Michmash, east of Beth-Aven. When the Israelites saw that their situation was critical and that their army was hard-pressed, they hid in caves and thickets, among the rocks and in pits and cisterns. Some Hebrews even crossed the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. Saul remained at Gilgal, and all the troops with him were quaking with fear. He waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul's men began to scatter. So he said, "Bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offerings." And Saul offered up the burnt offering. Just as he finished making the offering, Samuel arrived, and Saul went out to greet him. "What have you done?" asked Samuel. Saul replied, "When I saw that the men were scattering, and that you did not come at the set time, and that the Philistines were assembling at Michmash, I thought, 'Now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal,' and I have not sought the Lord's favor. So I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering." "You have done a foolish thing," Samuel said. "You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him ruler of his people, because you have not kept the Lord's command." Then Samuel left Gilgal and went up to Gibeah and Benjamin. And Saul counted the men who were with him. They numbered about 600. Saul was 30 years old when he became king, and he was probably at the peak of his physical and mental abilities. Saul's world was filled with possibilities and potential. The young, tall, handsome man was just what Israel wanted as their king, a model leader for their times. Along with that, nothing promoted national unity like a good war. In the interests of security and possible kingdom expansion, the young king knew that victory could bring glory and fame. Besides, their old enemy, the Philistines, would serve as the perfect villain in the fight for good over evil. Patriotism grew, and the young men of Israel signed up for battle by the thousands. But the Philistines came with a vast army and chariots, and all the troops with Saul were quaking with fear. So Saul took matters into his own hands. Samuel had said he would be there to make an offering and to ask God what they should do. But Saul didn't want to wait any longer. His troops were beginning to run away, so Saul decided to make the offering himself. He decided that he was in charge and that they didn't need to do things God's way. But when Samuel arrived, he told Saul, "You have done a foolish thing. Now your kingdom will not endure, because you have not kept the Lord's command." Pray with me. Dear Lord, in times of uncertainty, I too have taken matters into my own hands. Help me to trust in you at all times, and to follow your way rather than insisting on my own way. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.